Papilio the rich, in the hurry of love, resolving to wed to fair Arabelle drove. He made his proposals, he begged she would fix what maid could say no to a new coach and six. We'll suppose they were wed, the guests bid supper done, the fond pair in bed, and the stocking was thrown. The bride lay expecting to what this would tend, since created a wife wished to know to what end. On the wedding bed soft, the wedded pair rests. The bridegroom's lips stopped on love's pillows, her breasts, all amazement, impassive, the lady so fair, with a sigh seemed to prompt him, don't stay too long there. All round her slim waist he encircled his arms, he raptures rehearsed on her unpossessed charms. Says the fair one, and gaped, I hear all you pretend, but now, for I'm sleepy, pray come to an end. My love ne'er shall end, Papilio replied, but still unattempting lay stretched at her side. She moved as if something she meant to defend, but found out at last it was all to no end. In disdain, starting up from the impotent boy, she sighing pronounced, there's an end of my joy. She resolved this advice to her sex she would send, never wed till you're sure you can wed to some end. The end of our wishes, the end of our wives, the end of our loves, and the end of our lives, the end of conjunction twixt mistress and male, though the head may design has its end in the tale.